from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hide is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
No, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't
find my balls.
No balls, for
steal. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah! Bill's Balls of Steel. Bill's Balls of Steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
All right, ready for your nominations. You can put them on Twitter, at Bill is King. You can put them on the text line, which is 615-844-5600. Jeff 2 starts it off here on the 615. Balls of Steel to Alabama baseball winning their regional. I know a great challenge awaits in Winston-Salem at the Supers, but believe this Alabama team is capable of anything if their game is on. So to Bama baseball, what a season. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Get your coach fired. Get your coach unhired because of a gambling scandal, and now you're in the Supers.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'm just saying. Wow. Noel Kev up in Chicago. He goes, Balls of Steel to Sycamore High School, where I'm the PA guy and also the assistant baseball coach. Softball and baseball both in the Elite Eight. If baseball wins tonight, it'll be the first time in school history they made it to the Final Four. To Sycamore High School in DeKalb, Illinois, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
See, we'll go anywhere for Balls of Steel. Does not matter. You can be up in Chicago. You can be out west. Be wherever you want to be. Speaking of west, West Coast Sooner in Los Angeles, big Oklahoma fan. No balls to Oklahoma baseball getting their butts kicked by ECU. That's East Carolina, which is a really good baseball team. But he said no balls to his OU baseball program.
It's gutless and nutless.
But the softball team's got a chance, more than a chance. South Pacific Sooner, who has called us from New Zealand. But he lives here now. But he has listened and called us from New Zealand, says, Balls of Steel to Natty Patty and the Sooners for run ruling a really good Tennessee team. So, Oklahoma softball, which is an absolute juggernaut, Balls of Steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
In Oklahoma softball, Georgia football. Now, Oklahoma's trying for the three-peat right now. Tennessee has had a fantastic softball year, led by Karen Weekly and their coach, longtime coach. Remember, it was a husband and wife. The Weeklys were co-head coaches there for a long time, and then he retired, I believe, a year or two ago. And, by the way, I believe he was in the FBI before that. I believe so. But anyways, he's retired. And remember Kevin Smith, who would come on this show? I know Adam does. Kevin's wife is the pitching coach for Tennessee softball.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's wife is the pitcher. Anyways, yeah, Oklahoma is fantastic, and who did they say? Stanford has to beat them twice to advance, and Tennessee would have to beat Florida State twice, which is so hard to do. So it could be a Florida State Boomer Sooner national championship coming up here in softball. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Balls of Steel to college baseball's regionals, not disappointing on any level. And he said, hey, Blake, go Oregon State. So to just college baseball in general, the regionals, he says Balls of Steel.
Beatles, Balls of Steel.
That's Slava. Slava moved to Kentucky. We don't hear from him much.
Beatles, Balls of Steel.
Yeah, he doesn't live around here. He moved, I don't remember. Remember, Slava was a Vanderbilt fan, but he was also a Louisville fan. Those were his two favorite teams. And I know he's not in Louisville, but he's up in Kentucky somewhere living. Danny in New York. I was talking about those First Amendment auditor guys that come up and get into the argument about public or private and whether or not you can ID them or how far you roll your window down when the cops pull you over and all that. And I wondered, I said, him being in New York, does he get any of that? And he says, Bill, we get that stuff daily. He said, we had a guy, now listen to this. Wow. We had a guy going around trying to touch our firearm to see what we might do. It went viral on TikTok. It's getting awful what people are doing to us on video. My gosh, you imagine that? You imagine being a police officer and there's a dude. Now, what are you supposed to do there? Because if he gets your firearm, you could be dead. I mean, that's the ultimate, right? I mean, that's the ultimate what if. So you got a dude going around just seeing if he can touch your thought. Wow. That is. So, Danny, what are you? Obviously, you can't let him touch your firearm, but what are your instructions there? Because up there it's been so bad, they're not allowed to. It's bad. Wow. All right, let me get a couple of calls. Alan in Tampa, who does not like the word rake. He likes the word excavate, but not rake. Welcome in here, Alan.
That's what I'm doing this morning. I'm excavating. I'm not raking.
I got a buddy up here that is in your business, and I never really talked to him about it. I was talking to him last week, and he said, I own all. I said, do you have all your equipment? I own it. And he goes, yes, I own all my equipment. But see, he works here in the 615. I said, well, I got a buddy in Tampa who rents all his equipment, but he's all over the state. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. He goes, if I had to travel like that, I would rent too.
Yeah, to move a 350 excavator from Tampa to Miami and back is $6,000 or $7,000. And you could damn near rent one for a month for that cost.
Well, and not only that, but you could show up to a job site in Miami and have that thing sitting there waiting on you, right?
Yeah, it's already there. Another thing with us, too, we use a lot of different size machines. So if you buy a big one, you need a small one, the numbers didn't work for me. I thought about buying one about 6-7 years ago, but I ran the numbers. It didn't work.
What's the big one cost right now?
You can get a 350 for $250, $275.
Wow.
Somewhere around there.
Now,
pocket change for you, buddy.
Well, but I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, that's a lot of money, but I mean, it pays itself off.
Oh, it no generates point. Money. Definitely, it generates revenue. You know?
Right. But anyways,
I grew up in Alabama, and that rivalry is real. It's 365 days a year. It never stops. And this is the most intense rivalry I've ever seen.
Not only that, but you grew up in Birmingham.
Yes. And the game, every year the game was at Allegiant Field. And we'd go over there, and I think I've told you this before, we'd sell Inslee High School, West End High School, Alabama, and Auburn license plates for the front of people's cars. And then about the beginning of the third quarter, they'd let us in the gate. We'd go in there and stand and watch the game.
Weren't you part of the car parking too, or not?
Oh yeah, we did the car parking. We ride our bicycles over there. It wasn't far from where I lived at Central Park by the fairgrounds. We ride our bicycles over to Legion Field and chain them to a pole. I mean, I show you how boring we were. We go out Arkadelphia Road by the interstate on our bicycles and watch the buses had come into town from Tuscaloosa bringing the team and the band for the game that weekend.
What's amazing, though, is you never adopted either one of those teams.
No, I didn't. You know, I just, my dad, my brother, oh, my God, they were Alabama just through and through and through. And I just never did. I don't know. But I left home when I was young, and I was down here, and I was all over the place, actually. And I just never, you know, just never adopted as my team.
That is rare in that state. Very rare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brothers, my dad, my mom. My mom's 83, 84. And she would not vote for Tuberville because he coached at Auburn.
You told me that.
She refused to vote for him.
You told me that. Wow.
Yep. I asked her, I said, you going to vote? Hell no, I ain't voting for him. And she's 80, she's to be 84. She's like, ain't no way. I just showed you how deep that goes. An old woman, 84-year-old woman, is eat up with it.
I can, it's, wow.
My dad, he can tell you the players' names, their mom and dad's names. And on Sunday when that Bear Bryant show came on, you better shut up or go outside or you was in trouble.
That was a generational classic, that show. His show.
Oh, it was awesome, man. That, he had that dude sitting there with him, big old bowl of Gordon Flake potato chips and a Coca-Cola. And he had whiskey in the Coca-Cola. And about halfway through the show, he told that, I forget, I think the guy's name was Tommy, I'm going to say. Tommy, go back there and fix me another one of them cold Coca-Cola, son. He go back there and mix him another drink.
I don't know if this is just somebody made it up or not, but they said it was Sunday morning Bear Bryant show, and Golden Flake was also the potato chips, right, one of the sponsors, and they had, rarely lost a game, but this was coming off a loss. And the next day, and the guy says, hey, coach, grab you some chips. And he said, I don't want no damn chips. That's supposedly. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It would have been classic.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. You had a big bowl of Golden Flake potato chips, the two bags, and on the desk is Coca-Cola. I love Golden Flake. I ordered it from Amazon. We get them in Tallahassee, but we can't get them down here.
You have to order them. You order on Amazon Golden Flake chips.
Yeah, but they got a sweet heat barbecue. I love those things. And we get them in Tallahassee. But you can't get them nowhere down here. So it's crazy, though. The stores down here have Golden Flake pork skins, but not chips.
By the way, somebody tried to plead to you to go to baseball because the Nuggets probably only cost $10 there.
I don't care if they're free. I ain't going. I'd rather pay $500 for Nuggets in a box to watch a football game than get free Nuggets in a baseball game. Have a good one,
buddy. Man. Be safe. Appreciate the call. Somebody on hold. I'm not going to tell you. Yes, somebody's on hold when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hell, we all know these dudes are getting paid. Jimbo looks like a big bum. I've seen better looking dudes at the 8th Street Greyhound station down here in downtown Nashville by the Gulch. What a hobo bum. That guy ruined Florida State, was getting ready to get popped, wife's out screwing players. That guy's a bum.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks still exist out here right now. I still see some traffic coming through Hermitage, Donaldson area, I-40 West, passing Donaldson Pike. Still looking pretty decent right now through the Hickory Hollow area, but there's still some volume there on 24 westbound up by Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. Still a little bit crowded coming off Vietnam Vets on to 65 going southbound. Plenty of radar on I-40 out through parts of Dixon County this morning. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. If you don't believe me, check them out at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show.
These are on True TV.
If you have Xfinity, just say True TV into your remote. It'll pop right up.
I tell my TV to do things, and it does.
Yeah, well, the things you ask your TV to do, I mean, you know.
Well, ever since I can't get Skinamax anymore.
Greg Fogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Bill, Griff, God love him, he's the biggest coach and butt sniffer in the industry. Same wherever he is, it's the same thing. Griff, Kirby, smart butt kisser.
I had so many people comment on the Cosby Cattleman last week. I mean, those that missed the show that were listening in the archives coming back to comment. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Another magical series for Tony Vols. Another not-so-magical series for Corbs. Another cattle call, Bill. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Hey, Bill, I thought I'd throw a little baseball at you because this is a buzz, but I want to play off Alan there. He was talking about Legion Field. I got a comical Legion Field story for you. I don't think you've heard most of my stories by now, but I don't think I've thrown this one at you.
Okay.
Bill, you've been down there a million times, I'm sure, and used to in the old days, we'd ride down there, big old Cadillac, we'd get down there, and some brother jump on our hood, take $20 from us and park us in somebody's yard. You ever do that? Everybody knows about that, right?
Yes.
Been going on forever. Well, we wised up in later years. Thank God they finally moved the thing to Tuscaloosa, getting away from the crime and all that. But we wised up in later years and parked at Birmingham Southern, which was great. I don't know if they opened it up in the old days or decided to do that later on, whatever, who cares. But get this, Bill. This is a buddy of mine was down there one year, and he was pulling in and did the deal. Dude jumped on his hood, parked his car in somebody's yard, and paid him the 20. Well, anyway, he was the last car in the yard. He says like 30, 40 cars in a typical third of an acre lot type deal, chain link fence, the whole nine yards. So this guy, my buddy, pays the guy the $20, and the guy takes off running. My guy was the last car on the lot, there, you know, close to kickoff. My guy gives the dude a $20 bill. The guy takes off running. My buddy's sitting there saying, what the hell's happening here? He doesn't know. He's confused. About that time, a woman bust out of the house hollering at the brother that took all the money, said, I told you to never be parking these cars back here in my yard. Dude filled her whole yard up with cars and she didn't even know it and got all the money.
And just took off.
Just ran down the street. Probably if you get $20 out of 50 cars, what's that, $1,000 or more? My math's probably way off. He threw that in his pocket, kept on trucking, ran right on down the street.
And she got nothing.
That's pretty funny right there, isn't it?
And she got Zippo. Wow.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the first time he did it. Parked a, parked 50 cars in some lady's yard, made a kill, and ran off. And what do? You're not going to tow. Once you get those cars there, you're not going to tow 50 cars out.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, Bill, two things for you on this baseball. Forever I've been hearing about the SECs. I think it's SEC. I know this was an NCAA event, but this lightning rule they've had in the SEC. Refresh me on that. What is that again? If you have lightning, they're supposed to pull everybody off, clear the field for an hour of stands and everything. Isn't that the deal?
Every time there's a lightning bolt within, I think, 5, 6, maybe 10 miles, I don't know what the mileage is, I think that's an additional hour.
Yeah, and they got to clear the stands and everything, right? They got to clear the field, the stands. That's an SEC rule. I don't know what the NCAA rule is. Yeah, but I've been hearing people for years. When they slammed that in there 2, 3, 5 years ago, and we don't seem to see that much. But that's pretty Mickey Mouse, Bill. You get 100,000 people in a football stadium. I know you're doing that for safety, but you got a lightning bolt 8 miles out, and you clear the stadium for an hour. Like this Peabody rain delay was what, 4 hours, and it didn't even rain.
One time yesterday, there were 5 or 6 games, I thought, in a rain delay or weather delay.
Yeah, but imagine you got 100,000 people at a football game and you got a lightning bolt 8 miles away and you got a 4-hour rain delay and you don't have any rain. Can you imagine how many people would be mad if I was at a football game? I'm sure that people were mad anyway. I thought at first it was just Peabody, Mickey Mouse, you know, hijinks. But SEC Network did find a lightning bolt. Do you think that was on the up and up, or do you think there was a little dirty pool being played on Xavier, Bill?
You're talking about
three outs away from the game being over, one little lightning bolt they found, 4-hour rain delay, you got to ditch your pitcher. Didn't pass a smell test to me, Bill.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Bill, just going forward here, you know, I would come on here and yuck it up on Peabody, but I want to see Tony Vols kick the door down and go to Omaha because they got stranded by Notre Dame last year. But I got one last thing for you, speaking of comedy, Bill. I got a question for you, too.
Don't go until I ask you a question.
Okay, you go first, and then I'll give our listeners out there a good comedy tip, one more comedy tip.
Some of the national baseball dudes are saying that Southern Miss, if they win today, will host. Do you think that's right? Not Knoxville.
You know more about this than I do. Doesn't money come in and you got to do a bid and the finances get in there a little bit? Tony Vols doesn't have a lot of friends. He's kind of like Bruce Pearl. He's got a lot more enemies than he does friends, doesn't he?
Where? At Tennessee?
No, not in the industry.
Oh.
Yeah, all the basketball coaches hate Bruce Pearl. It sounds like most of the baseball coaches hate Tony Vols. You disagree with me? Corbin can't stand him. But I got a little comedy for your listeners out there, Bill, on the web door. You know, you got a neat national show, but most shows are local. I'd encourage all the people out there listening to your show, Bill, to listen to the first 30 minutes of the clown show that follows yours because it's going to be good listening. Hang in there.
Well, they're not. I mean, Pogue's from Western Kentucky. He's not a Vanderbilt shill. Does Corbin still – I mean, they've had a good relationship with Tim, but, I mean, I like Tim Corbin. Tim Corbin used to come up to our studios in Brentwood for the Sirius show, Sirius XM show. And I probably learned more in 5 seconds talking to him about baseball than in my entire life. But, I mean, they're not Vanderbilt shills. Now, Pogue did have the Vanderbilt beat when he was with the Banner, but there's no grew up in it connection or something like that. All right, Adam, I've got a lot of nominations here. Tom in Myrtle Beach, Balls of Steel to Coastal Carolina, right there in Myrtle Beach, fought back, getting to the regional championship after losing a devastating 10-inning game Friday night. So to CCU, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Let me just – they mentioned it on the broadcast. The coach who has announced he's retiring has been battling pancreatic cancer for a while now. And I don't know what his daily routine is, but this guy is there for every game and everything coaching. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Time in Myrtle Beach. No balls of steel to Clemson not winning their own regional. They didn't even get to the championship game of the regional. So, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
How about no balls to me and time in Myrtle Beach? We have Clemson Lotto national championship tickets that didn't even get us to the super regionals. I knew that going in. I mean, I knew the chances of winning weren't good. But I thought I'd still be alive about right now. Not the case. So to our Lotto tickets, which are dead in the water, no balls of steel.
That's gutless and nutless.
I had a 46-1 and a 26-1. Worthless sheet of paper right now. I've still got a Tennessee one, and I have a Stanford one. Who do you think I ought to get a ticket on right now? Somebody said, and let me look up these. Let me look up the baseball scoreboard. Just indulge me for a second, y'all. Let me click. Who do we have? Nah, let me go to. Sorry about that, guys. I know dead air is a great thing, right? I'm just looking through here to see, are there any long shots that I ought to invest in today? I don't mean for today's games. I mean for the future. Dallas Baptist, I'm told, okay, was 60-1 going in. What would it be right now for Dallas Baptist? They just eliminated Washington and won that regional. So let me look under the college baseball and see what the possibilities are. College baseball, for whatever reason, I don't see the air. I used to be able to find it. Anyways, I'm told it was 60-1, though. Would that be worth a lotto ticket? Dallas Baptist. Who else should I look at? All right. More nominations. I've got a lot here. Steven down in Baton Rouge says, I've got three huge nominations, Bill. These are LSU. Thatcher Hurd for going five innings after the restart last night, 12 Ks and only four walks. Braden Joubert for his eighth inning go-ahead solo shot. And true freshman Gavin Guidry for slamming the door on Oregon State in the ninth. To all three of those, balls of steel. For LSU. No?
Bills, balls of steel.
All right. 614 Rob. Balls of steel, all you guys who love baseball. I can't handle it, but you have my respect. Well, that's because Ohio State doesn't give a rip about baseball. Ohio State, if they wanted to be good at baseball, they'd be good at baseball. It's not important up there. That's their thing, okay? They have other things that are important to them. You could win at Ohio State. I mean, Georgia, people claim Georgia doesn't give a rip. Georgia, I mean, you got more talent to pick from than almost any state in America at Georgia. What do you think Tony Vols would be doing right now if he was – well, number one, he'd have – and they've promised here recently money, millions and stuff into facilities and stuff. But they'd be rocking and rolling if Tony Vols had that gig. Yeah, rocking and rolling. Now – DBU is out. Did they lose? Okay, it says Oral Roberts advances. So DBU beat some. Who'd they beat scored all those runs? Dallas Baptist. So I guess you can't get a lotto ticket on them after all. I know they beat. See, I thought they beat Washington in the elimination game. Was that not? Was that okay? But that wasn't the regional championship. Okay, no, I got you. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Jim and Jupiter, balls of steel to all the ACC teams getting eliminated in baseball. Burn this whole thing down and bleep the ACC. But he says to them all, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Jim and Jupiter, what do you think happens first? Jim and Jupiter getting his dream, which is Florida State out of that league and into like the SEC, which I think someday could happen. I don't know if it's a day in the near future, but could happen. I don't think that's an unrealistic dream. Could happen. Within the next five. If you had to say over and under 5 years, what would you say? I'd probably say under. I don't think it's in a year or two, but I'm probably going to say under. No, Kev, up in Chicago. Balls of steel to TCU's Trey Richardson. He had 3 home runs, 2 grand slams, and 11 RBIs in that Arkansas game where they scored 20 runs. I was watching that. That was crazy. Balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Christian Moore is for the Vols right now as hot as anybody in America. Dude is an absolute beast when he's on. So, for Tony Vols and that team, Christian Moore, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Dude is on fire. Now, Blake Burke is not playing so well. Even though he did have a couple of hits in the previous game, he looks uncomfortable right now at the plate. Tom in Myrtle Beach. I agree with Danny up in New York City about Buckeye fans. They are so arrogant and loud. As a loyalty fan of the Buckeyes, I'm not a fan of our fans. But I hate meat chicken more. That's realistic. That's fair. No, that's very, very fair there. So I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Balls of Steel nominations coming in, and there are bunches of them. I was just looking at the scoreboard, and that got me off the list. Kevin in Muletown. This is a good one. I should have thought of this one. Balls of Steel to Wilco's own Zane the Train Denton, hitting one to Hilton Head against Clemson. It was clutch. Yes, I grew up watching all those Denton kids play baseball. Balls of Steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
His older brother, and I think there's one even older, but the best, most notorious name of all the Dentons was Bryce Denton. And Bryce Denton played here in Wilco, played at Ravenwood, and signed with Vanderbilt, Tim Corbin. Was drafted either late first round or top of the second round and went for the money and is now out of baseball. He was an absolute beast. Zane, I believe, is the youngest one. Somebody can correct me. He was on TV for the College World Series. Zane Denton was. And I think hit a grand slam in the College World Series as a 12-year-old or something. But anyway, started and played all those years at Alabama. Now was playing his last year at Tennessee. And that was, if there's going to be a highlight clip, that's got to be right there at the top of this year's highlight clip. Do or die right there, right? Clemson down to 1 out, beating Tennessee. And didn't recover the next day. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still looks pretty good right now on 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, all that traffic coming up from the south out of Williamson County. Central Pike at OHP and Hermitage, that wreck is in its clearing stages. Still decent at the moment on 65 through Robertson County, coming through Millersville all the way down to Vietnam Vets there on 65 southbound. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than the average pest control company. You got to see the list of their services. It's pretty neat, actually. CrestPestControl.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
New spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy 4 for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or 2 for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's a Bill King Show.
Somebody asked me, this ascension of Tennessee football, is it sustainable? I think it is sustainable. They're recruiting ranking school. You can get A-plus personnel to Rocky Top, Tennessee. And the state is now way better than it ever was in its past, producing players.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
That's your Bill King Iron Curtain, Balls of Steel.
Josh up in Picktown, Ohio, has a nomination. No balls, he says, to Kevin Warren for being a bumbling moron, and also no balls to anybody who hasn't bought a Rectech yet. So, no balls to steal to both of those.
Can we get some balls around here?
Alan in Tampa says, balls of steel to me for not watching baseball.
Bill's balls of steel.
I gotcha. Baseball can be boring. Now, I know, because I had to be part of a million games with my kids all the way up to high school ball. My two oldest, my younger three boys, stopped baseball. The only one who lasted, and that was barely, was Brandon. And he got all the way through seventh grade. Didn't play after seventh grade. My other two, the two younger ones, didn't play past about 8U. And I am totally good with that. I'm just happy as you can be. I've done all that I need to do. And I enjoyed it at the time, but I don't miss it. No reason to be going back to it. Got another nomination. Shannon's up in South Bend. Says balls of steel to Duke's MJ Metz. Hit 3 home runs in an NCAA tournament game 9 days after tearing his ACL. That's an incredible accomplishment. So to Duke's MJ Metz, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Topwater Assassin. Bill, did you consider taking Charlotte as a hedge against your Clemson bet? To hedge yesterday? No. You know what I did? I bet Clemson. I went into the day thinking, no way. Even though that was a long night of baseball and everything else, Clemson is at home. They just won the ACC tournament. Not that the tournament predicts the future, but they're playing really good ball. They got beat by Tennessee. I mean, that can happen. They're going to be all fired up. They're going to come out. No way Charlotte is going to beat Clemson. I bet Clemson. And, well, I think we know the outcome there. So, no, not only did I not hedge, but I bet Clemson. I doubled down on them, and my bet went 90-90. That's what happened. Now, luckily, like I told you, I had Florida, I had Southern Miss, I had Boston College, so I did have a winning record, but that one did not turn out well. That one did not do well. Topwater Assassin says also, speaking of being in the state of South Carolina, he said, got a lot of friends from North Carolina that went to Citadel with me. He went to the Citadel. Clemson fan, but he went to the Citadel. You'd be shocked, he says, how much NC State fans hate North Carolina. They have a huge little brother complex, Bill. I mean, I knew there was a rivalry, but on what level, I probably wouldn't know. But that's always fun. Perry Mason, Bill, I'm headed to Hogtown to watch some baseball with the wifey. Oh, so Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America, which in his case is Lake Placid, Florida, is heading up to Hogtown for the Gators and Texas Tech, which starts here in a little over, not much, a little over 2 hours. That game, my time, Central Time, starts at 11. Now, let me just admit to some confusion. If you look at the schedule, it looks like LSU, if they win this first game, would have to play twice. Blake says they only have to play once. Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's right. I mean, Blake's down there. I mean, Steven and Baton Rouge, all you LSU fans, what's the deal? Does LSU have to win twice today or not? They've only played two games because, am I not right about that? They beat Tulane and they just beat, what, Oregon State. Is today one game take all? The other ones I think I understand, but I don't understand what's going on there. I do know they play here coming up. LSU plays here coming up shortly. I do know that. They play at 1 o'clock Central Time. That's a fact. But is that a two-game possibility? Oh. Clay says, win three, you advance. I guess so. Okay. Now, if they lose, they'd have to play again, right? Am I right there? I think that would be correct. Yeah, I think so. But a little confusion. Clay says that is correct. I think I got that right. All right, one more, Adam, before the break here. One more nomination. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. No balls to the NCAA allowing Coastal Carolina to host a regional. So no balls of steel there.
It's gutless and nutless.
I think
can we get some
things.
Balls around here?
I think they are rewarding them for having a hellacious year. And let's face it, the coach is retiring and his health is... He's got pancreatic cancer. And if you know how deadly pancreatic cancer is, pancreatic cancer is pretty much undefeated. So I think there's a couple of things going on there. All right, here's what we'll do. Let's take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Still looks pretty good right now on 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, all that traffic coming up from the south out of Williamson County. Central Pike at OHP and Hermitage, that wreck is in its clearing stages. Still decent at the moment on 65 through Robertson County, coming through Millersville all the way down to Vietnam Vets there on 65 southbound. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than the average pest control company. You got to see the list of their services. It's pretty neat, actually. CrestPestControl.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over two decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. Start your day with an American or cold brew, or for a taste of Music City, grab a West End latte flavored with local honey and cinnamon. A breakfast club biscuit or an everything all-in-one sandwich will fill you up and let you focus on your day. Bongo Java also has you covered for lunch with tasty deli sandwiches served on fresh baked ciabatta bread, like the I'll Have What She's Having or the Godfather. Bongo Java, open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a fresh cup of Bongo Java in the heart of Music City. Bongo Java is the Nashville way to start the day. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown 5th Avenue, Music City.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Okay, let's bring in Butch Spearden, who's the president and CEO of Nashville Visitors Corporation. He joins the show. Butch, how impactful was the Taylor Swift concert for Nashville?
Saturday alone was worth $14.8 million just in hotel spend. One day in the city, just in Davidson County, $14.8 million.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Got a few nominations to get to. Carl on the text line. Congratulations to Auburn AD John Cohen and the NCAA Baseball Committee. By the way, Cohen is the chairman of the committee. Says, to Cohen, no balls. Great job on the selection of Auburn as a host with a lower RPI. Auburn, the first one seed and regional host, out of the tournament. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yeah, that right there. And I'm not anti-War Damn Eagle at all. But that looked fishy. I'll give you that. That was, speaking of those First Amendment auditor guys, reasonable, articulable suspicion. I think there's reasonable, articulable suspicion there. They call that the RAS. Hey, what's your RAS? Reasonable, articulable suspicion. That is the epitome of that. Auburn hosting, and your boy is the chairman. How about that? Yeah, how about that? Johnny Vegas. Bill Coastal earned the host spot. He goes, unlike Auburn and a few others I could mention. I got you, man. Johnny Vegas, no balls, same thing here, Adam. Says no balls to the committee having Auburn host it. Went, played two games, went home, and had a barbecue. That's about it. You know, they had a good year, but they flamed out there. Southern Miss got all after them. I watched that game. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
It's gutless and nutless.
Kevin in Dublin, Georgia, says Tom, is a Coastal Carolina hater because they beat Georgia Southern in every sport. Coastal won their conference championship and were ranked top 10 all year. They deserved a regional. Yeah, there's some animosity there. Because Kevin in Dublin is a Georgia Southern fan, a proud Georgia Southern fan. And Coastal, man, Coastal's got a heck of an athletic department, do they not? I have never been there. I've never been over there. I've been to Hilton Head, been through there. I've been to Hilton Head many times. I've never been on up and to Coastal or to Myrtle Beach in that area. Never been there. Yeah, Tony Vols sitting there waiting today. They've got unlimited. Well, I don't know if anybody's got unlimited, but they've got a long list of quality arms. And you would think. Now, look, I'm not – Southern Miss is a good baseball program and also a good team. Yeah. A very good team. And they have pitcher Tanner Hall, who's really good. They don't go real deep after him, but he's a big-time pitcher. Blake was talking about him over the weekend. And we don't know. They still got to play Penn. We don't know who's going to win that game and all that, and then Tennessee plays them. But at least it looks like this is handed in a very, I would say, very doable advancement for Tennessee. As we saw last year, you can also get knocked out. Notre Dame knocked him out fair and square. But this Tennessee team, now again, the starting lineup, not pitching per se, but the starting lineup, the Lindsey kid wasn't there last year, but the 1-9 starting lineup, none of those guys were starters. Some of them got some playing time and starting time in games, but that whole lineup had to be redone. They all left, turned pro, did whatever. And remarkable job by Tony Vols there. I know he's got his haters. Yeah, Tony Vols has lots of haters, but you get haters when you do good things, right? I mean, they don't pick out a dude losing a lot and hate on him. That doesn't happen a whole lot. Tomorrow will be, yeah, we'll have to guest it up tomorrow. Tomorrow we will guest it up. Gator Dave will be with us. Buck will be with us. Charles Arbuckle and Griff will be back from Sandestin where he was covering the meetings. That's tomorrow on the show. Kirkland down in Macon, Georgia. Bill, I know you don't talk NBA, but Bill, no balls of steel to Denver Nuggets. Jokic scored 41. Supporting cast throwing up bricks. Adam's the one. Adam was talking about how good he was. I saw on one of those ESPN debate shows the other day in the morning, which I never have them on, but I had it on without no sound. And they were asking the question on the screen, is he the most unguardable guy in history? So what Adam was talking about. I mean, you're talking about Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron, back in the day, Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain, and they're talking. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. But, yeah, that was up on the screen. Jeremy says, yep, three SEC teams advanced to the Supers, five more in the regional finals today with a chance to advance. And who is it? Auburn and Vanderbilt were eliminated. And both had good seasons. They both had very good seasons. This Vanderbilt team was a lot better this year. Last year, not so much. This year, this team raked this year, man. This team raked. All right. Got a lot to do. Got some sod work to do outside. Gonna be watching the market. Yeah, NVIDIA. Who told you to short it a year ago, Kramer? Yeah, good luck on that. It's down a little bit this morning, but yeah. That's probably, along always with Tesla, NVIDIA's probably my favorite. Just to follow it. You got those options last week, the 332s, or the, what was it? The 332s, I think. You woke up the next morning 100 times your investment. Just a little hint there. Lajpal.